Well, we're delighted to be joined in the studio this afternoon by local boxer Anthony Upton. Anto is back in the ring on March the 3rd in Belfast at the Devonish Complex. But not exactly an away fight, I'd call this, because the venue only around the corner from your house where your fiance and son live.
Yeah, that's right. It's just literally 5 minutes down the road, so I'm looking forward to getting back out there. I had my second professional fight out there in probably 2014, maybe. So, yeah, I've had a lot of friends and family asking me to get back out there. So now it's here. I want them to get out and support me in their numbers, and hopefully I'll be able to keep getting out there more regularly.
It's because it's a life split between two places, really. It's you've got a life over here in the UK, and you've got a life over there in Ireland. So whereabouts were you born originally?
I was born in Paddington, and I lived in Essex up until I think I was about 13, 14, and then I moved to Ireland basically because my grandfather boxed out there all his life, and I just wanted to follow in his footsteps, and so did my brothers. So we up and packed our bags and moved over, and the journey continues.
And in fact, you lived and fought in Ireland throughout most of your amateur career, didn't you?
Yeah, I only had seven amateur fights in England. I think I won 4, lost 3, and then I moved to Ireland, and that's where it picked up, and I ended up winning five national Irish titles, boxed all over the world for Ireland, competed in European championships, come third in the European championships, boxed in the Four Nations, got gold, multi-nations, gold, everything. So I got a lot of experience. When I moved to Ireland, that's when it really, really, really kicked in, like, for me.
Now, you're training at Barry Smith's West Ham gym, so how long typically are you spending away from Belfast normally?
All through my pro career, I've been away for, like, my last fight I was away for 10 weeks, so it was hard, but at the end of the day, that's what I'm doing it for, so I can secure a nice life in the future. Do you know what I mean? So it's a long training camp, but I get home as much as possible, like on weekends when I can.
And do you feel it's vital then for your career to be actually over here in the UK then, rather than over in Ireland? I've been saying it's all part of the UK, in Great Britain rather than Northern Ireland.
I had to get out of my comfort zone and move to England. The professional game wasn't too great when I was first thinking about turning pro. So the idea was to move to England and get a decent contract, which ended up working out. And then, no matter where I go in the world, if I put my everything into the sport, then I'll get the rewards out of it. Do you know what I mean? But I'm happy where I am right now, with Barry Smith and Harry Andrews, and with my team, MTK Global. So everything's going smooth.
Was it always going to happen then? You mentioned it earlier about your grandfather boxing. Was it always going to happen that you were going to go into boxing with your older brothers, Sonny and Paulie, also box as well?
My dad just brought us down just to see if we liked it. I went down when I was 5 years old. I haven't left the gym. I'm 25 now, so he just brought us down to see if we liked it. We loved it and haven't looked back since, and I'm glad.
And it is all about the Upton clan for you, really, isn't it? Because you all live together in Romford.
Yes, 100%. It's not just me, my brothers, my dad. It's everyone behind us. The support is unbelievable. They get behind us a lot, and if it weren't for them, we wouldn't be where we are. Do you know what I mean? So I'm thankful for that.
But prior to moving down here, you were in Manchester with the rest of the clan, training under Ricky Hatton. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was a great experience in my boxing career. Training with one of the pound for pound greats, like probably Britain's best ever fighter. You know what I mean? So it was a good experience. and Ricky done a lot for me, and I'm grateful for everything. He got me to the English title. We won it. I'm grateful for that, but it was time to move. So the next decision was after the English, after I won the English, I had a little break off, and then looked for new trainers. Come up with Barry Smith and Harry Andrews. Sat down, had a talk with them, and here we are today.
So was there any particular reason that you decided it was time to move on and move back south?
Just some things wasn't right in my camp for the English title fight. Don't get me wrong, Ricky was a great trainer, and he was also he also had two other trainers with him, and one of them was Blaine Eunice, and he was a great trainer, like, and helped me out a lot in them 10 weeks for that English title fight. But some things just wasn't right, and I sat down, I had a chat with my family, I had a chat with my management team, and we come up with it's time to move. So,
and also part of that team down there, you've got Tommy Martin's part of your team, who you've known for quite a few years now, haven't you?
Me, when I first moved back from Ireland, I was training out of a gym called Legends Gym. It's run by a fella called Jamie Williams. He's an old friend of the family's. So we was training with him, and we started going up to Trad TKO Gym, and that's where I first met Tommy, and we were both managed by the same guy. We'd done a lot of sparring together, and then I ended up making the move to Manchester. So we kept in contact, and we'd see each other now and again, and I followed his career, and I'm sure he followed mine, and then obviously now he can't fight anymore, which is sad, but now he's helping out training and probably getting in the manager side of things, so it's good to see that he's still staying around the sport.
And what's the sparring like down at the West Ham gym then? Plenty of competition between the fighters?
Very hard. it is. There's some great sparring down there. Like, me and my brothers, we don't really spar a lot because it turns out into like a wrestling match. So we've got other guys down there. We've got Philip Bowes, a very slick, hard, awkward fighter. We've got Larry Eckendale, another slick fighter. We've got Bradley Smith. He's friends with Tommy Martin. They're similar. Come forward, strong fighter. You've got up and coming fighters, a lad Tony, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his second name. Then you got another young lad called Brandon Ball. It's a great atmosphere in the gym, and then also my brothers. So yes, it is hard. We train hard. We have banter. We spar hard, and I can't wait to just fight on the third now with my new team.
Well, it'll be 8 months since your last fight, the English super lightweight title win, when you stepped foot in the ring on March the 3rd. So what's the aim for this fight then?
When I spoke with my team and they asked me what did I want to do, my idea was to get back out there, get maybe 6 rounds under my belt, with my new trainers in my corner, get that confidence going, where I know you need to have that confidence in your team when you're going back to the corner. They tell you the right instructions. Do you know what I mean? Because that is vital. And so just to get that bond, we've had it in the gym, but it's totally different when you're in a fight. So we need to get that like broken in and just get the ball rolling. Then after that, I'm good to go. Whoever wants it, we'll can get it.
And as you say, you won the title in your last fight. That was with Ricky. In the meantime, you vacated the title in the 8 months. What was the reasoning behind that decision?
Basically, the British Boxing Board of Control had a guy called Joe Hughes who beat me a few months before I actually fought for it again. So the British Board of Control made it so Joe Hughes was mandatory to fight me in December. Now, I won my title in July. I went on holiday with my family. I had a nice break off. I left Ricky. Some things wasn't right, so I was still trying to find a trainer. Everything was all over the place. So me going in and fighting with a new trainer and a new team behind me against someone as tough as Joe Hughes, who had beat me before. Don't get me wrong, I'll beat him when I fight him again, but who had beat me before, it was pointless going in and fighting him when I weren't confident in my own in my new trainers yet. We hadn't done anything together yet. So the next thing was I spoke to my managers, MTK Global, and I just said to them, "What do you guys think?" And they said, "Vacate, and if then get a few warm up fights with your new trainers. If the fight with Joe Hughes comes up again, then we'll take that." So Joe Hughes is now fighting for, I think, the British title against the Tyrone Nurse. I think he loses that. Where does he go from there? I don't know. But if we ever do fight, I'll have longer than 4 weeks training like I did the time before, and I will beat him.
So what's the aim then, after you get these couple of fights out of the way, to shake off a little bit of ring rust? What are you looking for? Probably looking for higher than the English title.
Yeah, 100%. I won't go back to the English. I've won it now. For me, that's a brilliant achievement, and I'm happy with myself. I'm proud of myself. I was Irish champion as an amateur, 5 times Irish champion as an amateur. Now as a professional, I'm English champion. I'm proud of myself for doing that. But now the next thing is British title or European title or something. I'm not just staying at that level. I'm in here to collect titles, get money, and be the best.
Now, have you any news on who you'll be facing then on March the 3rd at the moment?
Or? I have no idea at this moment in time, but I should know within the next few days.
Does that make it easier or harder for you to train in camp, not knowing who your opponent is?
If this is sort of a warm-up fight, so it's not really vital that I do know so far out, but... if it was like a title fight, then yeah, you need to know so you can study the guy you're fighting. So this fight is sort of a get back in there and against someone not so dangerous, so I can get back in there, shake the cobwebs off, and just get in and do my thing. So it doesn't bother me really.
Now, you're a massive Celtic fan as well, yeah. And I know you probably enjoyed the game earlier today, 6-0. and all the news coming out of Rangers yesterday has probably been very enjoyable for you. So is the dream then to fight at Celtic Park?
100%. Like, that there is, I'm very friendly with Carl Frampton, and he said being a world champion was like a childhood dream. He won that, and then he went on to be a 2-time world champion at 2 different weight classes. He never thought in a million years he'd do that. Fighting at Celtic Park, like that Parkhead, that'd be out of this world. Like, I don't even know the words to explain it, but yeah, I'd love that. I would absolutely love that.
And you, of course, you and your two brothers will be fighting out for top of the bill on
100%,
that one.
100%, yeah, 100%.
Now, tickets still available for the show coming up?
They are, yeah. There's a few left, yeah.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to get tickets for this, 07951-318081. That's 07951-318081. And, well, you've got a little bit of time left at camp, but do you feel ready? You feel ready to get out there?
Yeah, I just can't wait. I've just been designing my new shorts for the fight. That's one of the main things I love is I get a new pair of shorts for every fight, and so I'm looking forward to getting them and just getting in and doing the business. Can I just put it out there? I just want to say like a massive thank you to all my supporters, everyone that's helped me through the years, my father, my mother, my family, my little boy, my fiance, and just to like sponsors as well, the Right Car Company, finance specialists, Warm Front Limited, Tully Tires. There's so many. The Meat Man. The list goes on. All people like this, helping young fighters out get to where they want to get to. Like everyone that's helped me on through my struggle will always be there through my success, and I'm thank you for that.